We're at the National Farm Machinery Show. It's always good to see, and maybe it's good to see because it's about the only time we really get a chance to sit and catch up for a few minutes. Our friend Jeff Nally with the Cromwell Ag Network. And Jeff, I know you enjoy this show, don't you?
I enjoy the show a lot. I mean, I've been coming here since I was top of my head was at Dad's Belt Buckle. And it's certainly grown, and agriculture's changed. The crowd's faces have changed. Now we're looking at the kids and the grandkids and the great-grandkids, but it's still a lot of energy when you come together at this event. And everybody's got their sights set on this season and the seasons to come to try to continue this farming business.
How important do you think it is for farmers and agriculture to have an event like this every year, Jeff?
Well, there's not a book that you buy at Barnes & Noble that says, here's how to be a better farmer. We are in uncharted territory with regard to input prices for fertilizer and inputs, and heck, we're even having some questions now if we're going to be able to get the products that we need, and farmers are here this year looking for answers. My phrase that I use for the Farm Show and for Commodity Classic when we're going to be down there and other events, the Farm Progress Show, is where the best go to get better. You know, these folks are already good. We wouldn't have the yields that we have. We wouldn't have the productivity that we have if our farmers weren't doing a good job taking care of the soil and managing natural resources. So our objective ahead is to be even more sustainable, how to build that soil health and to work with nature, whether it provides you moisture or not, whether you get new diseases or new bugs or old ones that still show up, you know, is to find a way to continue to adapt, to continue to refine, to continue to reduce your cost of production and still figure out how to produce more. You know, there's a mindset that says, well, we either have to choose to be productive or choose to be sustainable. And that's a false assumption, because the road that leads to productivity and the road that leads to sustainability is the same number. You're going in the same direction. You can't pull 300 bushel yields in corn in soil that's being stressed. You can't make 100 bushel soybeans in stressed soil. You've got to find a way to make soil better and work within the environment. And that's what our farmers are doing here today. They're looking for answers to adapt to the highest fertilizer price they've ever seen. Yes, commodity prices are up, but so are expenses. So is land, so is machinery, so is fuel. They're trying to figure out how to survive in a high-stakes business.
And farmers are resilient. I talked to a farmer back in Murray, and I know you talk to him quite often, Jeff, and I said, you know, are you concerned about this year? And he said, you know, we've always adapted. We'll make it through this year too.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people with gray hair that it's getting grayer, and there's a lot of people that are, you know, they're sincerely asking questions. And we really like in Kentucky and a lot of other states to have a 50-50 crop rotation, corn one year, soybeans the next in fields. It's a positive thing to do for weed control management and pest management. But in terms of input prices and the rest, corn's going to be expensive to plant this year, and it's going to have to cash flow. And I think you're seeing farmers here now that normally decisions would be made. They'd already have their plan. They know what they're going to do when the weather changes. And right now they're still evaluating field by field and farm by farm what's going to be the best thing to do. They're up here looking for an edge. You know, they're technically, I guess they're competing with other farmers, but collectively they're working together to feed a nation and a world, and they're looking for that latest technology. I mean, think about this. Back in the early 90s, we introduced AutoSteer. Now everybody's got it. Why is AutoSteer important? It's precision. You're not wasting inputs. You're not wasting fuel. Now we've got autonomous tractors. Where do we go next? Artificial intelligence that would allow to have sensors on machines that someday can look and recognize. You ever been hoeing tobacco or hoeing your garden and you're trying to figure out, is that a good plant or a weed? Well, now we're going to have machines with sensors that are going to determine, okay, I need to spray here or no, I don't. And if I don't need to spray, then I keep the chemical in the tank. I use less inputs. I'm better for the environment, but I'm still better in my control and stewardship. We haven't even begun to move to the next level. And if we can get broadband across every acre in the country or 5G service, you haven't seen anything yet in terms of technology.
Jeff, I know you enjoy visiting with folks here. Probably seen a lot of farmers here as well. I have, and you know, I think they just like to get together and, you know, rub shoulders. And it's the conversations at places like this that really amount to a lot at home.
Well, it's a lot about birds of a feather. You know, you like to be among your peers, and it's also a place where you share common ideas. It's a place where, you know, you talk about your problems and somebody says, hey, I got that problem too, and here's what I did about it, or here's what I'm doing about it. It's a place where you work together and collectively, you know, again, they're here looking for that next edge. They're going to make new friends. They're going to meet the product managers and folks of companies, and they're going to be a part of them. Hey, these companies are here talking to farmers. They want to find out what they need, because they can't. If you don't have anything new, then you probably don't have anything to sell. So it's an industry collectively working together to manage the miracle of life. And I can't think of any better stewards in the universe than what we have right here in Kentucky. And they come to this state to learn what's best.
Jeff, good to see you, my friend. Always good to see you at the Farm Machinery Show. And hope you have a good rest of the show.
Thank you, sir. And look the best for you. And hope for safety and productivity in this season ahead.
Alan Watts reporting for the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville.